News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Sam Bankman-Fried, the former head of the cryptocurrency company FTX, sentenced today to 25 years in prison for defrauding customers out of billions. ABC's Aaron Kutursky is in Lower Manhattan.
Part of the reason for the lengthy sentence was to disable, as the judge put it, Bankman-Fried's ability to commit another crime, at least for the foreseeable future. Bankman-Fried acknowledged that he had failed, that he had made some mistakes, but the judge said he did not find Bankman-Fried to be remorseful.
Bankman-Fried is appealing his conviction. The NTSB is interviewing crew members of the cargo ship that slammed into the Key Bridge in Baltimore, causing it to collapse, and reviewing recorders found on board. Two more bodies were recovered. Four other maintenance workers are presumed dead. It's opening day for Major League Baseball. Teams across the country matched up, but rain has postponed some of those games, including the New York Mets and Philadelphia Phillies. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Four people are dead in Rockford, Illinois, and seven others are badly injured. A man is in jail facing charges of stabbing them all yesterday afternoon. Reporter Liz Nagy is in Rockford.
Neighbors are bewildered and rattled by this deadly afternoon.
Unbelievable. Sad.
Investigators are trying to piece together a fast-moving rampage they say was at the hands of a single man.
Wisconsin should be a safer place for judges now that Governor Evers has signed 29 bipartisan crime bills into law. Three of them are in response to 143 violent threats against Wisconsin judges in the past year. A retired judge was shot and killed in New Lisbon 2 years ago by a man he had once sentenced to prison. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX, The Eagle in La Crosse, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Congressman Derek Van Orden announced that $2 million in federal funding was secured to help deal with PFAS contamination in the town of Campbell. The money comes from community project funding. The money will be used to build an elevated water storage tank and a new water treatment plant. The state's DNR and PSC have to approve the plans, as does the federal EPA. State funding could also be on the way to help clean up PFAS contamination, but that's only if Wisconsin's Legislative Joint Finance Committee releases $125 million in funding approved under the biennial budget. A man is hurt after trying to flee law enforcement in Toma Tuesday night. Deputies were serving a search warrant at an apartment in Toma when the suspect of the warrant, a 34-year-old man, escaped into another apartment and barricaded himself. When the barricade failed, the man jumped out of a second-story window and landed on the sidewalk below, injuring himself. The man was arrested and taken to the hospital. He is being recommended for drug possession and distribution charges. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas. Through the whole premiere, his biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Bucks lose Pat Beverly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It happened Sunday night. Bucks guard Pat Beverly says his right wrist kept bothering him during warm-ups. He still played in the game against the Thunder, then had x-rays the next day.
Talked to the doctor and informed me that I tore a ligament in my right wrist and I'm going to need it surgically repaired, which takes 3 to 4 months.
Beverly likely done for the season. The Bucks face the Pelicans tonight in New Orleans. College basketball tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Badgers women's team faces the Illinois State Redbirds in the NIT. Baseball, the Brewers and Mets game canceled due to poor weather in New York. The two teams will try again tomorrow. Bob Uecker says he'll be back in the broadcast booth for opening day next week at American Family Field. Then it's day-to-day after that. Uecker is 90 years old and has been calling Brewers games since 1971.
Just a bit outside.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With weather on the Eagle, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, sunshine, temperatures around 40 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear and a low near 25. A few sprinkles on Friday, warmer with a high near 55. A chance of sprinkles or light rain showers on Friday night, a low of 36. Sun and 50 Saturday. Currently 33 degrees.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Is the talk you can't ignore, even if you tried.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Find out why all of lacrosse is talking about Eagle 1490.
Live from the Civic Media Studios at WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in Madison. We are on location here at WRCE in Richland Center. Thank you, Terry Barr, for that outstanding introduction, as always, and a pleasant, sunny good afternoon, Mr. Zommers.
Good afternoon to you as well. I know it is sunny here in Madison. I take it it's sunny there as well.
It is. It's a beautiful drive out here in southwest Wisconsin. If you're not familiar, Richland Center is about halfway between La Crosse and Madison, one of our fine Civic Media radio stations, and it was where I got my start in radio here at WRCO and WRCE in Richland Center. So always a good time to have by all. I'm looking at myself on the camera. For those watching on the stream, I apologize. It looks like basically shredded wheat because we have a beige background wall, and Todd is in a beige three-quarter zip shirt this afternoon and a white table. So it looks, and I'm very pale and pasty as well. So it looks on camera a little bit like shredded wheat. Was a little tight for time getting out here because spent the morning back in Madison getting ready for our big statewide tour next week. And of course, we're calling this the Beer, Cheese, and Radio What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. And we're launching it on Monday right here in Richland Center. Going to be doing that on Monday from here. Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project, who joins us every Wednesday, is flying out from the nation's capital, coming back to Wisconsin, and he's going to join me for this week-long tour. Very excited about it. And so we start at Richland Center, and then we're going to go to La Crosse after that, and then Eau Claire, and then Stevens Point, and we're changing it up just a little bit. Our ending city on the Beer, Cheese, and Radio What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. I'm holding it up. We actually have a shirt here that you can see it there. We're ending in Green Bay, home of WGBW, one of our fine stations up there in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So Richland Center, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Stevens Point, and Green Bay. That is the schedule for next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And so we're going to broadcast the show from various locations across the state next week, noon to 2. And then in the evening from 6 until 7:30, we're going to be choosing a local place, a local a watering hole, if you will, and asking you to come on down and just say hello. And we're going to buy the first round of beer or soda, whichever you prefer. So the drinks are on us, the first round. And then we're also going to buy some cheese curds, and that's how we're just going to sit and have a beer and cheese curds and talk about what makes Wisconsin great. So a great chance, if you've heard Trigvi on the show before, Trigvi Olson, and said, geez, it'd be kind of cool to meet that guy. Come on down, as they say on The Price is Right. So more details, full details tomorrow. We're shoring up some of those venues in the evening today. And so we're going to be having more details on tomorrow. And also, hopefully some details on what we're doing on Monday right here at Richland Center. So I was working on all of that and didn't have time to set up the monitor behind me. So that's why it looks a little like bland if you're watching on the stream.
PJ on YouTube says, looks like Todd is in an interrogation room. And
it also sounds like it, right?
Andrew in Maine says he's being accused of being funny, and so he's currently being interrogated.
Accused. That is the operative word there. Accused.
Will you be found guilty? We'll see.
We'll see. Maybe in hour two. Speaking of hour two, that's the main reason that we traveled out to the old RC today. In hour two, we're going to have local folks here in Richland Center who were part of the Patriotic Millionaires event from last fall that we covered. And it was a Patriotic Millionaires, of course, are a group of folks, kind of one percenters, that basically say, you know what, we're not paying our fair share. We're not being taxed enough, and the wealth is being locked up in the 1%, and the average working person isn't making enough money. And so they came to Richland Center, and they put on a several-week, I'll call it a course or a seminar, and said to local people, here's what you could do to make a difference in your own community. And then there was a grant that was given to help them do that. And so we'll have members of the local Patriotic Millionaires. I think we'll get the actual name of the group, but the local group here that's making a difference. And it's not Democratic. It's not Republican. It's a nonpartisan group that's simply trying to get people engaged in voting, engaged in their communities, and to bring awareness of the disparity in taxation in America and trying to even that out a little bit. And who doesn't want the working person to make more money? I think everybody does, right?
I think so too.
So they'll be on at 1 o'clock, just after 1 o'clock in the 1 o'clock hour. So normally we do more newsy stuff in the first hour, and generally something a little lighter in the second hour. We're just going to reverse that a little bit. So that's what's on the the big docket for today. Mr. Somers, did you have a nice evening last night?
I did. I just hung out with my roommates at home. One of them is going on a vacation all of next week, and he's leaving on Friday. So We took the opportunity to watch some Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the show that we are currently watching.
I never got into that one. Is
you
it pretty
should.
Good?
You should.
Really? Yeah. All right. Well, we'll check it out. We're going to now. Normally, I had my Brewers jersey with me. Because we were going to talk about the fact that it's opening day for Major League Baseball. And it is, by the way, for most people, for most Major League Baseball teams. The Brewers are one of the rare exceptions. They were set to open today against the New York Mets out in New York. But because of a lot of storms and rain, that has been delayed until tomorrow. So we'll wear the Brewer. I know. Well, such as life. We'll wear the Brewers jersey tomorrow and to kick off things for the Brewers. And as you heard, our great sports reporter, and let me just a shout out here to the great Mike Clemens, because here's a guy who not just, he knows sports, but that's not just, he's just a great all-around person and a go-getter. He's everywhere and very knowledgeable about the Brewers and the Packers, the Bucks, everything. And he's been extremely helpful in helping us set some things up next week in Green Bay. So thanks to our sports reporter, Mike Clemens. But he was reporting, if you were listening at the top of the hour in his sports report, that Bob Uecker will in fact be calling the home opener next week, the home opener in Milwaukee on the Brewers radio network, which so many of our stations, including WRCE here in Richland Center, are a part of. But then after that, Uecker is saying apparently that it's day to day. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't want to read too much into it. But I hope that he's 90 years old, for goodness sake, by the way. 90. And still getting it done. Still sounds fantastic. But, you know, you get to 90, and I think it's... So what's been happening the last couple, three or four seasons is Uke has done the home games, the majority of home games, and then lets Jeff Levering and others handle the away games. But we'll see. Maybe Uecker dialing his home schedule back a little bit. But the important thing is to tune into the Brewers on several of the Civic Media stations, not just tomorrow for the opener, but then next week on Tuesday for the home opener in Milwaukee. You can listen in Richland Center. I believe Racine, Kenosha, and Amory as well. if I remember, maybe it's Wisconsin Rapids. We'll check that out as well, our Brewer affiliate. So great sports coming up here on the Milwaukee Brewers Radio Network on select Civic media stations. I'm excited, Mr. Summit. Whatever, and being here at Richland Center at WRCE, WRCO, as I've said before on this show, this is where I got my start back in 1987. Engineering, you had to actually physically engineer a Brewers game and doing Brewers games right here at WRCE, WRCO. So it feels like spring.
Now we don't have to engineer them so much as program them ahead of time and then be listening in case something doesn't work.
Yes. But, you know, I used to get a Shamrock Shake from the old McDonald's, but now, because back in 1987, pretty hard to find a Culver's, you understand? But now I enjoy a wonderful mint shake at Culver's. And remember, on Monday, on April Fool's Day, they're not joking. Culver's is launching a new bacon. And you could go to any Culver's anywhere. And you could get 2 free strips of bacon on any sandwich on Monday while supplies last.
I'm curious. Very excited. Todd, what do you think is the worst thing that you could order 2 strips of bacon on? Is there something that could be bad by adding bacon?
I can't think of any. I mean, I was thinking about the interesting you asked, because I thought on Monday, what am I going to, I mean, I'm thinking like a grilled chicken sandwich with bacon, a butter burger with bacon, but then it crossed my mind, a fish sandwich with bacon. Maybe not that, but it would probably
be at least fine, you know?
Right? Yeah. But bacon on any sandwich for free while supplies last on Monday at any Culver's. I think this is fantastic. I'm all for it. And of course, Culver's is one of those things, like the Green Bay Packers, which make Wisconsin great. So we're going to be asking you all next week on this beer, cheese, and radio tour, What Makes Wisconsin Great tour with Trigvy Olson and myself, What Makes Wisconsin Great. We'll talk about that all next week. A little sporting news for you. A little sporting news here in hour number one, as we're going to get into more of the newsy stuff a little bit later on. But some sporting news. A lot of people are getting antsy. Because if you're a follower or a fan of the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team, there have been some guys going to the transfer portal. AJ Storr says that he's going to test the NBA waters while still staying eligible to stay in college. He has to decide, I think, by June something. But testing the NBA waters, theoretically, he could come back to Wisconsin, or he could just, you know, go into the portal and go somewhere else. Connor Asijan, the big three-point shooter who had a breakout freshman year but struggled in his sophomore year, he announced that he is in the portal, and there are reports that Michigan is recruiting Connor Asijan because, of course, they fired Juwan Howard as their head coach and brought in Dusty May from Florida. So that's a Florida Atlantic. So that's a possible. Connor Asijan may be on his way to Michigan. And now Gus Yeldon, the Gus Bus from here in Wisconsin. And of course, he struggled with a couple of personal issues this year and didn't redshirted. And now he, after 1 year, has announced that he is also entering the transfer portal. So there's been talk that perhaps athletic director Chris McIntosh may not be happy with head coach Greg Gard. It appears that is absolutely not the case. In an article on Badger Extra, we're going to get into more of this on the other side. Chris McIntosh, athletic director of the Badgers in Wisconsin, has said that he is going to keep Greg Gard at the head coaching position. So we'll come back and give you more details on that and get your thoughts on what do you think of the Badger football program, Badger basketball program. And if you're a Marquette fan, weigh in. The Marquette Golden Eagles play tomorrow in the Sweet 16 on CBS. We'll come back and talk more of this here live from Richland Center on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Grocery prices.
Well, now to more sticker shock at the grocery store.
Chaos at the southern border.
Thousands of migrants have joined a caravan in Central America that's making its way to the U.S.
Cutting the wages of working Americans.
And now they can employ cheap immigrants instead of having to pay working class Americans a living wage.
But Biden and Tammy Baldwin don't care. They're millionaires.
Tammy Baldwin lives in a million-dollar luxury penthouse in Washington, D.C. Oh, come on. How do you think career politicians like Biden and Tammy Baldwin and their families become millionaires?
The records show Hunter Biden's company received nearly $5 million in consulting contracts from that joint venture funded by a Chinese energy company.
Inflation, out-of-control immigration, insider deals. That's the Biden and Baldwin way. America's PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising paid for by America's PAC and not authorized by any other candidate or committee. America's PAC 527.com.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Welcome back to the Tylo Ball Show. We are live here in Richland Center, the home of WRCE News from the Center, part of the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Mr. Zomer is on the board back in Madison talking about this story from Jim Polzing on Badger Extra, talking about Greg Gard and the future of the Badger men's basketball program after a couple of key players have said they're going to enter the transfer portal or explore other options. Off the text line, listening on WMDX, Wes from Middleton says, AJ Storr doesn't know where he's going, but he knows it's not going to be here. Our basketball program needs a complete and total overhaul like football got. What an anemic performance this year, unquote. I'm not sure. I'm just not there. That's not where I'm at on what's happening. I am on the side of Chris McIntosh on this one. To retain Gard. We'll get into that in a minute. By the way, we're also talking about the big Culver's promotion coming up on Monday. Free bacon on any sandwich at any Culver's while supplies last. And Andrew from Verona, listening on WMDX in Madison, says, quote, Culver's has a beef pot roast sandwich and grilled Reuben. I think those are the only two that would not be enhanced by bacon, but there's only one way to find out. And he sends several bacon emojis. Now, I think maybe the beef pot roast with bacon, I mean, that might be pretty tasty. But Andrew Monday is your chance. Monday is your chance to find out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Andrew in Maine on Facebook, on YouTube, says the only dish that cannot be improved with bacon is bacon, as you already have the pinnacle of excellence. More bacon is still more bacon and never a bad thing, but it's not improving it. At least that's his opinion.
Well, yeah, I mean, a BLT with extra bacon. I don't know.
But you don't want to ruin the ratio of B, L, and T.
But can you have too much B? Can you have too much B?
that's every person's choice. And I think
every person's
generally
choice. No. All right, more on the keep your text coming. Feel free to text on the Civic Media app on regarding Wisconsin basketball or bacon, free bacon at Culver's on Monday. So here's this article from Jim Polzing in Badger Extra, making it on the wire. It says, quote, a bold move Chris McIntosh made almost 18 months ago has led some to view the University of Wisconsin athletic director as a leader who is willing to clean house. If a 72% winning percentage wasn't good enough for football coach Paul Chris to keep his job back in October of 2022, the thinking went, then men's basketball coach Greg Gard better watch his back. Gard still has his job two seasons later, and he'll be back on the sidelines in the 2024-25 season, McIntosh confirmed to Badger Extra this afternoon. Quote, I think Greg puts us in the best position to be successful into the future, McIntosh said. I think Greg has a great understanding of what's needed in the continued evaluation of our program to get there. It's a program that's been evolving with the times that we live in, and I'm excited about some of the things that he and I talked about for the future and the elevation of our program. McIntosh and Gard met this week to talk about a season that included ups and downs. If McIntosh has any concerns about the direction the program is headed following a 22-14 campaign that ended with a 72-61 loss to James Madison in the opening round of the NCAA tournament Friday in New York, he did not let on during our 30-minute conversation in his office. That Gard is returning for his 10th season will anger some fans who believe the program has reached its ceiling under the former Bo Ryan disciple. That the question was even asked of McIntosh may cause Guard loyalists to roll their eyes. That speaks to a fan base that is divided in how it views Guard, whose record is now 187 wins to 107 losses, that's 63.5% winning average overall, and 104-70, almost 60% in Big Ten play since taking over for Ryan midway through the 15-16 season. Two troubling trends have given ammunition to the Fire Guard crowd. The Badgers haven't advanced to the second week of the March Madness tournament since 2017, and this was the second consecutive season in which an extended slump ruined a great start. Wisconsin lost seven of its nine games after climbing to number six in the AP Top 25 poll in January. That came a year after Guard's team lost 12 of its final 18 games against Big Ten opponents to blow what seemed like a sure NCAA tournament bid following an 11-2 start to the 22-23 campaign. McIntosh didn't have to give Guard a public vote of confidence this week, but thought it was important to do so and end any speculation that could negatively impact recruiting during a crucial stretch for the Wisconsin staff. What do you think about Coach Guard and the Wisconsin men's basketball program? Do you think Chris McIntosh is making the right move? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. What do you think about McIntosh saying that Greg Guard is safe for another year? Going back to the text line here, Jim from Shorewood texting in on WAUK says, I'm sick and effing tired of the Fired Guardo group. I'm a Badger, and AJ Store is a very good player, but he had a crap game against JMU. The rest of the team played poorly as well. The staff coached them up and for JMU, but the team did not execute. So there you go. Also, off of WAUK, one texter just says hogwash. I'm not sure whether that's which side of the fence that person's on. How about this? Jeff from Shorewood texting back, angered fans about keeping Guard. Wisconsin has been in the tournament 23 of the last 25 years. Give me a break. And also here, someone says from WAUK, hold the banana, give me a bacon split. In regards to the Culver's giveaway on Monday. Now, the free bacon is only on sandwiches. You cannot put it on ice cream that I know of. Look, I tend to agree with people on the text line here, but if you have a different view, give us a call, 855-752-4842. For those that might not be in the know, I think McIntosh is absolutely right. I think he had to come out and give Guardo this vote of confidence. And why not, by the way, as the texters point out? I mean, it's basically Michigan State, Ohio State, and Wisconsin have been the top six most successful programs in the Big Ten during the combined Ryan Guard era. Remember, they were one win away from winning the Big Ten tournament championship this year. And I agree, there is a lot of talent on this team. I think one of the big differences here is that unlike Paul Chryst, who I was a fan of as well, personally and professionally, I just think that Paul Chryst maybe was not prepared and really didn't have a whole lot of interest in adapting to the new NIL name, image, likeness, and transfer portal era, where I think Greg Guard has adapted better to that. I'm not saying necessarily likes it any better, but I think he was willing to adapt to it and adapt to it quicker. If you look at some of the guys, unlike the football program, who is struggling with recruiting, the basketball program has maintained that recruiting. So what do you think? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I agree. You got to keep Guardo where he is. Come back with more live on location in Richland Center from WRCE. It is a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Schwabe.
This is National Let's Laugh Day. I think laughter is truly the best medicine. What makes you laugh the hardest? My family members, my kids are funny. My dad makes me laugh. My wife makes me laugh. Conrad makes me laugh. I think one of the most important things that we can do in life is laugh. Personally, comedy's gotten me through some very tough times. It's great therapy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report along with you midday on a Thursday. The markets will not be trading tomorrow for Good Friday, and USDA is releasing its prospective planting report today. That's likely to shake things up ahead of the closing bell. Before we take a look at grain prices, Everegg dairy broker Bryce Windecker says Class 3 milk is in a bit of a slump. It's mostly because China is just not buying.
It's definitely hard to get exports right now just because of global demand being in such shambles. One of the major issues there is with China. They're not buying as much whole milk powder, and that's forcing New Zealand's hand into making more cheese and whey to part out those products because the high protein waste base is elevated and firm. So cheese is kind of turning into the byproduct of all of those high protein whey products right now.
Bryce Windecker is a dairy agent and broker with Everegg. Stick around for a look at our Class 3 milk prices and what the grain markets are doing next.
Nobody likes driving on a rough road. Hitting potholes is hard on your body. The bumpy terrain is hard on your vehicle and your farm equipment. Today, you can take action to improve your rural roads. Encourage your town or county to apply for the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program. $50 million are available now to make commuting and farming easier on you. The deadline to apply is April 5th. Find the application materials at MidwestFarmReport.com.
With the push of a button, you could save lives and the livelihood of others in your area. The Midwest Farm Report and the National Weather Service are recruiting citizen scientists to help keep an eye on the sky this season. You can help by taking real-time weather observations on your phone and alerting the National Weather Service about severe weather occurring where you are. Volunteer weather observers play an important role in tracking and relaying vital weather information. To find out how you can become a citizen scientist, visit WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
Today, I'm calling on folks in Forest, Marinette, and Marquette counties to sign up to be weather observers for the National Weather Service. They are in need of volunteers from Forest, Marinette, and Marquette counties to report what's happening out your window today. Sign up at WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. As Everegg's Bryce Windecker outlined for us earlier, Class 3 milk is trading down. The April contract is down 7 cents at $15.57 a hundredweight. The May contract is down 15 cents at $15.90. USDA's prospective planting report today is likely to shake the grain markets up. Here's where corn and beans stand now. Cash corn is up 2¾ at $4.29.5. December new crop corn up a penny and a quarter at $4.63.5. Cash beans are down 8¾ cents at $11.83¾, and November new crop beans are down 11½ cents at $11.72 a bushel. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With weather on the Eagle, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, sunshine, temperatures around 40 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear and a low near 25. A few sprinkles on Friday, warmer with a high near 55. A chance of sprinkles or light rain showers on Friday night, a low of 36. Sun and 50 Saturday.
Right now, 35.
Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talk about lacrosse in Wisconsin
without the yelling and screaming.
These are real conversations about things that affect you. This is Eagle 1490.
Welcome
Welcome back to the Tallyball Show on location on the in Richland Center at WRCE. Glad to have you along with us on a Thursday here from Richland Center, Wisconsin. Talking about, in the second hour, by the way, we're going to be having some wonderful guests here live and in person, a local group of activists. It all stemmed from the Patriotic Millionaires, which helped kind of do some seminars here locally in town in Richland Center. It was a trial, kind of a petri dish here in Wisconsin, and looking to possibly replicate this other places around the state, trying to get people involved, not in a partisan way as Republicans or Democrats, but just say, hey, let's have people get involved locally in communities and make a difference. So we're going to have local people here from the Patriotic Millionaires in Richland Center and how you in your community across Wisconsin could get involved, particularly on the issue of equal taxation. Trying to stop the one percenters from not paying taxes and help working people across the state of Wisconsin. So we're going to be talking about that coming up in hour number two. Right now, talking about the statement, the interview given to Jim Polzin earlier today, in which Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh says that Greg Gard is not going anywhere. Head coach of the men's basketball program will be back for another year, his 10th season. And Polzin in his article says that, you know, should remind readers that McIntosh rewarded Gard with a new contract that included a hefty raise and much bigger buyout package only 2 years ago. Gardo is set to earn $3.75 million next season and would be owed $12 million in liquidated damages if Wisconsin fires him without cause. That figure falls to $8 million following the 25-26 season and $4 million in the 20-27 season. Is McIntosh making the right decision here? I say he is. I'm a Gard fan. I think things are set up. I think that next year is going to be great. But what do you think? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Greg in Madison. Is this Coach Gard, Greg, or Greg in Madison? Please identify yourself.
Yeah, this is Greg in Madison.
Oh, very good. All right. I thought maybe Coach Gard was calling in. But we love to have you, Greg. But, you know, either way. But go ahead, Greg. What do you got?
Well, you know what I think McIntosh is doing? You know, it's a big buyout. It's $12 million to buy him out. So that's not going to happen. But I think what he's going to do, though, is give him some NIL money this year and give him one more shot. But give him some money. And if he can't prove himself, you know, after this year with more money and better, you know, to get a better player or whatever, because that's a disturbing trend that you talked about, not making it past the second round since 2017. I mean, how many years do you have to be here before you prove if you can do it or not? You know what I mean?
Right. So, well, remember too. Go ahead, Greg.
He has the unenvious thing of following Bo Ryan, probably the greatest coach by far that we've ever had, and I think one of the top five coaches in the country. You know, to take a program like Wisconsin that was where it was at, and then immediately he's winning all of his home games. Just an unbelievable record for that, taking us to Sweet 16, Elite Eights, and two Final Fours. I mean, You just don't get any better than that. So he's got a tough act to follow. I understand it, but boy, you got to get past that second round after 7 or 8 years. But
I agree with you, Greg, you'll probably remember this. I mean, remember after the 2020 season, the Badgers won the regular season Big Ten title in Indiana, and were flying home. And I think that team could have made a deep run in the tournament, and of course, it got canceled because of COVID.
Yeah. He did have a bad break there. Yeah.
So I think that has to be taken into consideration as well. And then you look at how he's recruited some of the guys he's got coming in next year. I just think it's very different from the situation with the football program and Coach Christ.
Right. He can coach the regular season, but when he gets to the NCAA tournament, he can't. You know, he can't get him over the hump there. He can't seem to win that game. And I know he went to two Sweet 16s, but that was kind of with Bo Ryan's players. And I think one more year, though. If he doesn't If he doesn't get into the, if he doesn't get two wins next year in the NCAA tournament, I think he should be gone.
I'm not sure it's all about just those two wins or whatever in the postseason. I think it's the entire body of work, right? I mean, do they avoid this long losing streak in the middle of the season next year? Do guys stay? You know, do guys play up to their potential? You know, I mean, look at John Calipari at Kentucky. Calipari's not going anywhere, and he got knocked out this year in the first round of the tournament.
Here, I got a good one for you.
Yeah.
Dick Bennett, right? Went to the Final Four, right? He was 8-8 that season. 8-8. Nobody remembers that. That's all I remember.
Exactly.
He got to the Final Four. You know, it's all, to me, the regular season, you want to do good. But to me, it's all about how you finish. And he hasn't finished very good for a while.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Greg. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening and really appreciate you. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Talking about this news that athletic director for Wisconsin, Chris McIntosh, late this morning said that Greg Gard is not going anywhere, that he will be back to coach the Badgers for the season. Was talking to someone, if you want to weigh in, by the way, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Also, you can text us on the Civic Media app. One of our listeners at WAUK texting in saying, to be successful, one must recruit the best. Guard comes up short. To be so unprepared in the last game, it's time to say bye-bye, coach. But again, can we from the outside... I didn't play basketball in school. Certainly not part of the University of Wisconsin. Can we from the outside really say that those players weren't prepared? Or was it just that James Madison, I mean, I said to my friends I was watching it with, I said, it looks like the players at James Madison hit their head against a cinder block a few times before they came out. It was all adrenaline. And then the next game, it was just gone for the most part. I think that their coach, that James Madison's coach, had that team psyched and ready to go. And good on them. Take nothing away. And they played much more aggressively. I'm not sure that Wisconsin, no matter what the coaches say, unless you start beating them up in the hallway and say, this is what it's going to be like tomorrow night. I'm not sure anybody could have been ready for what James Madison brought on that first game this year in the tournament. And maybe some of the players weren't. I mean, Chucky Hepburn, I think, said after the game, we the players, didn't come out ready. Now, is that the coaches? I don't know. But look at the recruiting though. That's what I just don't. If you look at guys he's been bringing in, and guys that are scheduled to come in next, that's part of why Asijan transferred. Aside from the fact that he just didn't play this year, I mean, he's looking at who's coming in and saying, who we got, who's staying, and who's coming in, I'm not seeing any more minutes next year. So I'm not sure you can attack him on the recruiting side on that.
Personally? I just don't get it. I don't get the ridiculous standard. Basically, coaches of any sports team, once you get to college and then professional levels, need to be flawless, not lose a game, win whatever the biggest game is, be it the Super Bowl or the March Madness or whatever. Or else people call for their heads. And even then, still, like, what is reasonable to expect of a coach? And somebody has to lose, right?
Well, I think and sports...
It's zero sum.
Right. And sports, you know, certainly the professional level is a business, but even college now, right? For a long time now, college athletics, D1, college athletics, it's a business.
It is.
I mean, people forget that the... Part of the great success of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, why Donna Shalala will be forever, really there should be a statue to Donna Shalala along with Barry Alvarez and Pat Richter, as far as I'm concerned, because Donna Shalala became the chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Madison and immediately went out and hired Oscar Mayer executive Pat Richter to be the athletic director, who went out and hired Barry Alvarez. And remember, the stadium was not even a half full at the time, the football stadium. And people forget that the revenue that is brought in by the top-tier sports, football, men's basketball, and men's hockey, and it would be women's hockey at Wisconsin, except they play in a smaller venue at Le Bon Arena. But football, men's basketball, and men's hockey, and we'll throw women's hockey in there as well just because they're so successful, those four sports bring in the most revenue, and not all that revenue stays with athletics. A lot of that revenue, particularly football and men's basketball, that people pay for tickets, that's dispersed into the general fund of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, which is used for other academic programs. So it's a big driver. So that's part of why the business side of this is why there's so much pressure. And of course, you have fans, you have alumni that contribute to, you know, the NIL, that sort of thing. It is a business. And as Greg Gard has said, as other people have said, their number one priority now in the transfer portal and NIL era is first to re-recruit your own players every year and then go out and see what else was in the portal. Because it's not just Wisconsin that's going through this. It's every team.
The thing don't get is it's so much more directly competitive than almost any other business. If I am, let's say, Head & Shoulders versus some other anti-dandruff shampoo company or whatever, if I am head of the advertising compartment for Head & department for Head & Shoulders, and I don't outsell every possible competitor, do I get fired? Even if we got record profits?
In some businesses, sure.
Yeah, and I think it's nonsense.
I mean, it's performance, right?
I'm just complaining about capitalism, I guess. It's all performance.
Here's Jeff from Shorewood in Waukesha says about my comments on guard of the scouting of the James Madison game in the NCAA. He says, exactly, I agree. I saw the scouting report on the expectations of what was supposed to be done and didn't get it done. This was a response from Badger great and college football analyst Brian Butch regarding the complaints that Gardo didn't coach the team up for JMU. So there you go. So, you know, Brian Butch says that there were expectations and they just didn't get it done, according to this listener, at least. I didn't see that directly, but we'll trust the listener is correct on that. I mean, it's college athletics is a big business. Andrew from Maine texting in on WAUK says, look at Detroit Lions. They lost the conference championship game, leaving them one game short of the Super Bowl, and many love the coach and can't wait to see what they can do next year. Why? Because their fans expect them to have a losing season, right? Also, Andrew from Maine says fans need to lower their expectations. Well, that ain't happening. I mean, sure, you could say, you know, you can't. I mean, Zomers is right. You know, only one team is going to win the NCAA championship every year. Only one team wins the Super Bowl, etc.
Right. But I think there's an expectation of fans. Can both,
I think there's
raise
expectation
their
profits. That fans want their team to play up to their potential and do well. That's just natural. We cheer for our team. We want them to do well. But I think that Greg Gard is the right guy to get him there. I really do. I really do. And of course, I went to Platteville. I was in school at the same time as Greg Gard. I know him a little bit. No, I haven't spoken to him in years. But I saw him as a person. And he's a great guy. He knows basketball. And the one caller is right. There's nobody better than Bo Ryan. And he learned from the best. I think it was Jeff Patricus texted out today. He goes, how long do you think that Bo Ryan would have lasted in the transfer portal and NIL era? And he said, I think he said about 10 minutes, not days or years. Because the guys like Bo Ryan and Paul Christ in that era, I mean, they just, I know Bo pretty well. I mean, again, I haven't talked to him in a while, but I traveled this team at Platteville for 3 years. And I think Polzino is right. I don't think that Coach Ryan would have had a lot of time for guys that are just in it to get a better NIL deal. He's in it for guys that actually want to play in a team and work as a team and win championships. Off the text line here says Todd Jeff from Shorewood. That first segment was from Brian Butch's text. All right, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Let's see here. Going down the text line here. All right, well, there you go. If you wanted to weigh in on this, give us a call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Back with more after this. We are live on location in Richland Center on the Civic Media Radio Network.
1490 AM.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. We are live on location at WRCE in Richland Center. Our guests next hour, the local group of the Patriotic Millionaires, making community activism not Republican, not Democratic, but just getting stuff done. We're going to talk to them in the next hour, and they're going to give you tips on how you can do it in your community all across Wisconsin, because that's what it's going to take, right? To make a difference in our lives, to make a difference in our communities, each of us are going to have to do it individually. So before we get on to our next subject, almost on cue, this has been retweeted by Evan Flood, by the way, a great Badger sports reporter. This is from Travis Brenham, who is a national basketball analyst for 247 Sports, just tweeting this moments ago. Wisconsin guard AJ Storr has now entered the transfer portal per 247 Sports portal source. One of the top players to pretend this season, explosive athlete and scorer. So not only is AJ Storr saying he's going to explore the NBA, but he has now entered the transfer portal as well. Look, not a surprise, in my opinion, and not unexpected. Here's a guy, and look, I take nothing away from AJ Storr. Very talented guy, right? But remember, he transferred in from St. John's. I honestly think he's one of these guys who's just kind of a rental, who's not really interested in being part of a program as much as he is going where he can get the most NIL money and going where he can get the most exposure to get him into the NBA. And look, if that's what guys want to do, that's on, you know, hey, God love them. It's a free country. I prefer people that, like Brad Davidson, that goes to play for a team and sticks with it and gets a college degree. I just think that, and he's playing professionally in Europe right now. I just don't like the rental system, but I also understand that that's part of college basketball now. Whatever sport it is. Some people are there for the program, for the stay. Some people are there strictly for the rental. And coaches have to adjust to that and use that to the best of their ability as a team overall. From Robert, listening here in WRCE, on WRCE in Richland Center, says, I don't believe Badger athletic revenue contributes significantly to UW general funds, but the exact number is hard to track down. From Robert, Richland Center. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, Robert. I do know at one time it was pretty significant. At one time, say 10 years ago, it was nearly a quarter of the overall. If you add up those, football, men's basketball, men's hockey, I'll throw in women's, but basically it's those three, football, men's basketball, men's hockey. At one time, about 25% or just shy of that, I know at one time, was basically goes into the general fund. The rest of it goes into the athletic department. Those numbers may have changed, but it does contribute to the overall academic health of the community. And again, it also contributes. There's no better marketing for a university, none, than having a deep run in postseason play in a sport. I mean, think about all the marketing you get when you go to an Elite Eight or a Final Four. how much you hear Wisconsin. You see the logo. They do stories. I mean, that's great. That's marketing that you is almost priceless. So it does a lot just to market the university and the state as well. Speaking of marketing, I don't want to miss this anniversary. Yesterday was actually the proper anniversary. March 27th, 1976. Going back a ways. March 27, 1976, Schoolhouse Rocks, I'm Just a Bill, first aired on ABC. And I want a shout out to a Bill I know, Bill McCoshin, former Secretary of Commerce under former Governor Tommy Thompson. I follow him on Twitter, and Billy Mack tweeted this out today. So one of my favorite Bills tweeted out about I'm Just a Bill, first airing on ABC in 1976 on March 27th. Mr. Zomers, let's hear a little bit. This is my favorite Schoolhouse Rock of all time, is where I first started learning about politics and government. Here's a little taste of I'm Just a Bill.
Well, I wonder who that sad little scrap of paper is.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Gee, Bill, fantastic. You certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
Absolutely fantastic. I mean, when it takes you through the actual process, right? Takes you through the actual process of how a bill becomes a law. It's exactly what, I mean, I'm only sad that, I mean, you can still see them online and other places like that, but I wish they played those on Saturday morning for kids.
I mean,
they're very informative.
They didn't play it on Saturday morning cartoons, but they played it in school. Like a lot of the Schoolhouse Rock, they still did for me in school.
Really? I don't remember it being played in like school, but I remember watching it on Saturday morning.
Oh, this one, definitely. I remember there's a lot of them that pop into my head, like The Shot Heard Round the World. You got Conjunction Junction. What's Your Function?
Yes. What's
there's
function?
So many that we played, that they played for us. And it works. They're memorable songs. They teach you things. And I imagine the only way you don't know how a bill becomes law if you were in my class that day is if you were just not paying attention. Because it sticks in your head.
It does. They're catchy tunes. And I could not believe until I saw that post from our friend Bill McCoshin that it had been that long. March 27th of 1976. Todd would have been 6-7 years old at that point. So, because that was like prime time for me. I thought they were the coolest things in the world. I might not have gotten into politics and government had it not been for Schoolhouse Rock.
I imagine you're not the only one.
If you want to weigh in, a couple minutes left. You want to weigh in on Schoolhouse Rock, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What is your favorite Schoolhouse Rock?
Sherry in Horicon says, I love that show.
Right? Right, Sherry? Absolutely. It's just informative, good salt of the earth stuff. That's the part of that's what makes America great, Schoolhouse Rock. And we're going to tell you what makes Wisconsin great next year. It's been one of those days. Next week, join us right here, noon to 2, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, as we travel around the state with Trevi Olson from the Lincoln Project and find out what makes Wisconsin great all across this great state. Monday here in Richland Center, Tuesday, La Crosse, Wednesday in Eau Claire, Thursday in Stevens Point, and Friday, ending the week, in Green Bay, the home of your Green Bay Packers. Coming up in hour two, we're going to talk to our local group here at Richland Center. They're going to tell you how you can make a difference in your community. Not Republican, not Democrat, but just getting stuff done. Stay with us. We're live on location on the Civic Media Ready Network.
I will, but today I am still just a bill.
He signed your bill. Now you're a law.
Oh, yes.
Broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest. With everything lacrosse is talking about. You're soaring with Eagle 1490. The Devil.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
Oh. You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A suspect is in custody following yesterday's stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois, northwest of Chicago.